理课堂听 class.com。
试卷五口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1 is about how to apply to a UK university. The procedures for applying to British universities are quite formal. There is a national system which all undergraduates have to go through. You can get information from and apply through that council. Normally, what we'll be looking for at the undergraduate level is a university diploma here. A 2-year university diploma with a good level of English. That's usually set in an IELTS test score of around 6.0 or so. Postgraduate students are those who have a degree wanting to come to Britain to do a master's degree. That's usually a direct application to the university, so they need to check out which university they are interested in and apply directly. If you want to do an MBA, for example, then one of the requirements we made is that you should have a degree and 3 years work experience. That's a must in our case. Passage 2 is about online advertising. By going online, companies can communicate instantly and directly with prospective customers. Promotion on the World Wide Web includes advertising, sponsorships, and sales promotions like sweepstakes, contests, coupons, and rebates. Last year saw World Wide Web advertising revenues top $1.2 billion. Effective online marketers don't merely transfer hard copy ads to cyberspace. Successful sites blend promotional and non-promotional information, indirectly delivering the advertising messages. To encourage visits to their sites and to create and cultivate customer loyalty, companies change information frequently and provide many opportunities for interaction. Since the main purpose of advertising is to sell goods, the advertiser is not always looking out for the best interests of the customer. Some advertising is deliberately tricky, so that it really is cheating the public, such as actors dressed as doctors promoting health products.